Wahrishita, Kirwanyuana Nuya.
Wachana Yaimochi takes a small machete blade to a white pine branch, shaving it to the right shape and size for the thatched roof he's putting on a traditional Amazonian round hut, looking very out of place in Stevens Point on a frosty November day. He turns to his son, Ruben, and the two converse in a language known by only 1,500 people in the world. Wachana and Ruben are speaking in Waiwai, the language named for their tribe, an indigenous Amerindian people who live in Guyana, deep in the Amazon jungle.
Weather is different from our place. This place is very cool.
Wachana's small village of 300 people used to be bigger before many of them moved even farther into the jungle to Brazil.
We had a big village, but all the Waiwais them gone away to Brazil.
Are you worried that your people are going to disappear, that there won't be any more Waiwai?
I don't think so.
The woman who brought Wachana and Ruben to Stevens Point, anthropologist Stephanie Alaman, doesn't think the Waiwais will vanish either.
The Waiwai have a strong sense of themselves and what they want to be. They know they're Waiwais. They're not trying to not be Waiwais.
Stephanie's relationship with the tribe goes back to 1997, when she first tried and failed to penetrate the dense jungle.
When I finally reached the farthest place I could go, the next day I came down with a high fever and was diagnosed with malaria.
But Stephanie returned later and spent 8 months with the Waiwai, learning how to grind the poisonous manioc root into tapioca and eating wild pigs, capybaras, and tapirs shot with bows and arrows handcrafted by young tribesmen like Ruben.
When you get a tapir, well, you have to shear.
They'll divide it among families.
Yes.
Let's say Ruben killed the tapir. He would want to give some meat to his father-in-law, to his own family, his mother, maybe somebody who hunted with him.
Ruben Yaimochi is 20 years old and straddling two worlds. His English is good because he attended high school. And while he and his wife and daughter still live with their tribe, he also now has a laptop computer.
Young men his age want a computer, and he knew how to use it, and they have an internet connection in the village now, which is kind of an amazing thing. And he just talked to his wife earlier today, saw their baby.
Change is coming to the Waiwai, who are struggling to adapt to the future without losing their way of life. Ruben thinks he can help by getting a degree in biology, perhaps at UW Stevens Point.
So I want to be a biologist in the future, maybe if I get the degree.
Does that mean you'll move out of the village at some time?
No, but I will be helping the village because our village now is a protected area, and one of the things that we want to preserve is the biodiversity.
Stephanie Alaman thinks that while the Waiwai can learn from us, we can also learn from them.
People long for a deeper relationship with their environment, a closer connection through kinship rather than just a series of random stranger-type relationships. And these are the foundations of all Amerindian cultures.
On Saturday, Ruben and Wachana flew back to the Waiwai village deep in the jungle. But Ruben plans to come back next year to get that biology degree. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.